Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh Lord, I prepare my heart now, my mind, my spirit to enter into communion with you, to praise you, and meditate on your word. Take a few deep breaths, kind of settle my soul, my body. I renew my faith in you, your existence, your presence in my life. It's a guiding, paternal, loving, interested force. I believe that, Lord. Even if some of the circumstances tempt me to think you're not answering, not resolving, not fixing, I know that's just my human nature, my short-sightedness, my anxiety to get beyond whatever challenges I'm in. But I believe in you, Lord. Above and beyond any of these more passing situations, I believe in you. And I hope in you, in your power and your love, to do all that you said you'd do, to bring to completion all that you've begun, to bring about the good, the salvation, the light, the faith, the healing, all those good things that you're about doing through your Son, through your church. I hope in those things, and I believe they'll come to pass. I love you. I love you for the way you work providentially, slowly, purposefully, respecting freedom and people's timing. I love you, Lord, even if it's challenging for me to go at your pace or other people's pace. Maybe that's speeding up or slowing down, as the case may be, but I love you for your engagement with souls, leading people the pace they should go. Grateful, Lord, for everything you do. Grateful for all you provide. You're all perfect, good, loving. Thank you. The gospel I want to meditate on today is Luke 19, 45 to 48. Jesus, I want to imagine you walking into the temple. I've not been in the temple or even in anything that's similar to the temple. So maybe I imagine a large open space where people gather, malls or library or a quad of a university, one of those spaces that tends to attract people that come and go. Imagine myself walking with you into that temple area, seeing you so determined, seeing you aware, as you've told us, that you've come up to Jerusalem and you will be challenged and handed over and killed. And so that tension is rising. I know it. You've told us it's coming. Seen you more purposeful, more direct, more confrontational. And so now we pick up you engaging in the temple area, debating. People gather, you're not like stepping away or toning it down, but you're leaning straight into the confrontation. And Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It's written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could not find a way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. Maybe it's a bad parallel, Jesus, but I think of some of these more confrontational speakers, YouTubers, politicians, podcasters, those who have a platform that really wade into conflict. I see you, Jesus, really not fearing saying things that put people on edge. And as you do it, many people recognize the truth of what you say and are hanging on your word. your challenging of authority. You're calling out religious leaders that are complacent. And this goes right to the heart of it. My house shall be a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. This contrasting the purpose of the house of God or the temple or the place of sacrifice, of conversion, of man recognizing continuously and on a daily basis through sacrifice their relationship to God, their utter dependence on Him, their need to obey and conform and to listen and to worship and to thank, to purify. And yet the heart that's there, what's going on, isn't any of that, as you say it. But it's not just thieves, not just people looking to take advantage, to connive, to steal, to take profit, to get their own will, to leverage people for their own benefit, to use structures, people's innocence, their religious sensitivity to manipulate and get and make a living. Like everything that's opposite. But then you call it a den. It's not just individual thieves, but it's a place where they congregate and they work together. It's a system. It's like, as some people would say, it's like a structure of sin. Like something's totally radically different than what God wanted the temple to be, a structure of worship, a system that would be a focal point that would offer traditions, structures, rites to allow man to turn back to God. It's now a structure, tradition, and rites that allow some people to manipulate and steal from their brothers and sisters, preying on their religious sensitivities and even their desire to obey and do good. And that revolts you, that moves you to confront and to want to transform. This passion, this fire that which consumes you and how you long that this fire would be set on the earth, this purifying fire, this destructive fire that would level things in order to rebuild, this fire that would transform. That's the fire that you want of your apostles and your disciples. We are not to be merely peaceable people, conformists that don't rock the boat. But you're calling us to have a fire with which you are consumed and you are baptized, you die and are resurrected in new life. You are purified, right? Not because you have sinned, but because you've been made sin for us. You've stepped into this sinful structures and become man and want to purify it from within, be baptized to be submerged in it and to come out victorious and be called by your Father, "This is my Son. Listen to Him." And we listen to you, Jesus. Become transformed by you. Raised up. The chief priests, rather than let themselves be converted, challenged, and purified, and renewed, they want to kill you. They want to remove you. There's no way you could be coming from God. What you're saying and asking can't be what God wants, when in fact it's exactly what God wants. Jesus, that scares me to a certain degree. How are you coming to me, speaking to me, challenging me, calling me to deeper conversion? And I'm tempted to say, no, that can't be you. You can't be asking that of me. Not just you can't be asking, but killing the messenger, killing the source of that unrest. Jesus, give me discernment. Give me freedom of heart to not be attached to anything but you, free to change and to grow and to accomplish all the beautiful and amazing things you would want me to accomplish. Lord, I'm convicted that at times you don't accuse me of of thinking too little. You accuse me of not thinking big enough, not trusting enough to take big enough risks where you want me to, so that you can do amazing things. Lord, your love for the world, your love for souls is so great. Surely you don't want your apostles limiting the impact you can have through our fears, through our all too human measuring sticks of finances or of time or of energy, looking everything in its finite, limited resource rather than in faith and love, tapping into the infinite resource that is your generous love, and that if you want it, you'll provide what's missing. Help me to walk in faith and to see what you want to do, how you want to transform things, and to act with that measure, and not with my all too often human measurements. I'm going to take some time just to think and let this word, this challenge seep into my soul, to listen to what Jesus' invitation is, what consequences he might want these lights to take in my life. I invite you to do the same, then to form a resolution, and then to close out your prayer entrusting the fruit of this day and fruit of that resolution to Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.